from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the continuing controversy of Lena Haba's appointment as U.S. Attorney for New Jersey is disrupting federal court proceedings across the state. Pretrial conferences and hearings for defendants to enter pleas are being called off, and a grand jury that was scheduled to meet to consider indictments on new criminal charges for defendants was put on hold this week. Meanwhile, out of 96 hospitals in New Jersey evaluated by U.S. News and World Report, 11 are recognized as best regional hospitals for 2025-2026.
The number one hospital in New Jersey is Hackensack University Medical Center, which the publication says is also the first hospital in the state to ever be ranked a top 20 hospital nationally and for clinical excellence. Also making the list include Morristown Medical Center Atlantic Health System in Morristown, Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital in New Brunswick, Jersey Shore University Medical Center at Hackensack Meridian Health in Neptune, and Valley Hospital in Paramus. You can see the complete list of hospitals at nj1015.com. Annette Petriccioni, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a Union County man is wanted on criminal charges as police say he recently attacked a woman in Somerset County.
Around 2 a.m. on Sunday, July 20th, North Plainfield police met with a local woman who said she'd been sexually assaulted by a stranger while walking home on Manning Avenue. 2 days later, charges of sexual assault and criminal sexual contact were filed against 45-year-old Oscar Vasquez Bereza of Plainfield. His location was still unknown a week later. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And will the heat die down later this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey Fast.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, warm and sticky tonight with some clouds. There will be a thunderstorm in a few spots. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Not as hot for tomorrow, but it will still be humid with some sun followed by clouds. There will be a few showers and thunderstorms around, especially during the afternoon. And the flash flood risk will be increasing throughout the day. Highs in the low to mid-70s. Periods of rain, some heavy, and a thunderstorm tomorrow night, which will lead to flash flooding in some spots. Lows in the mid-60s. Some lingering rain and flooding issues into early Friday, then drying out during the afternoon. A high near 70. I'm Brian Thompson.
And we've got 91 degrees in Clinton, 93 degrees in Jackson, 88 degrees in Millville. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. It is brought to you by the Carteret Performing Arts and Events Center. Rich Franchese's Italian-American Comedy All-Stars, featuring Eric Tartaglione, Frank Santarelli, Fred Rubio, and Rich Franchese, taking the stage at the Carteret Performing Arts Center and Events Center Thursday, August 21st. Get your tickets today at carteretpack.com.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.